We'll go ahead and proceed with the new business items at this time.
Who's number one?
The chair.
The chair recognizes Ann Mays.
Ann Mays?
Yes. You have 4 minutes.
Very fine. I only need about two of that. I would like to propose a new resolution under legal reform, title, name, and sex designation to read as follows. Often the transgenderist change of gender identity and the transsexual change of both gender and sexual identity have to combat a vast number of Sue Me First organizations who refuse to comply with a legal change of name and or legal change of sex court order in issuing new documents, transcripts, employment records, etc., reflecting previous identity. Houston Town Meeting 1 calls on the Texas Legislature to require that organizations comply with the state court orders in providing future documents revealing previous identity. Thank you.
Is there additional debate on this resolution?
That's it. Let's save some time and vote on it. I'll second it.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
I second. Let's vote.
Is there any further debate on this resolution? The question is on the resolution as read. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The resolution is adopted. The chair recognizes Phyllis Fry for the next resolution.
Okay, I'm going to give you all a copy of this. Essentially, all it says is that clubs like the Houston Club, the Petroleum Club, the Rotary Club, and all these other sexist, anti-black, anti-Jew, anti-everybody but honky clubs not be supported by being allowed to receive contributions from corporations who deduct those contributions as tax deductions. Taxed citizens should not be excluded by the use of tax-deductible funds. So I'm not going to read it all. Essentially, all I'm going to say is that Town Meeting 1 calls upon the federal government to investigate and disallow any fees which directly or indirectly support memberships to private exclusionary organizations as being tax-deductible business expenses. We call upon the Office of Management and Budget to continue its policy of non-support by federal executives of these organizations. We also call on the Texas Legislature and Houston and surrounding county and city governments to adopt similar directives for its tax-paid executives. Thank you.
Is there further debate on this resolution?
I'll second that resolution.
The resolution has been made and seconded. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted.